Good morning. It has been a good morning, hasn't it? Already. You know, I was there 2 minutes ago and I remembered I'm supposed to preach today. So give me just a second to get my head back around this message. Actually, I wanted to share with you a passage that the Lord put on my heart about a month ago. And I keep walking into this passage in everyday life. And maybe you do too. And this is a strong passage. It speaks to hope in what appears to be very hopeless. And I'd like for us to hear this word from Lamentations, which is a book that lives up to its name. It is a book of lament. But in the middle of this book, we see some hope. Beginning with verse 16 in chapter 3, "He has broken my teeth with gravel. He has trampled me in the dust. I have been deprived of peace. I have forgotten what prosperity is. So I say, my splendor is gone, and all that I had hoped for from the Lord. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." That is a message for everyone here today. The Lord's love and compassions are there each day for us. Great is his faithfulness. Would you pray with me? Dear God, we thank you for your love and for your compassion that we see every day. In the midst of our circumstances, whatever they are, whether they are the best of times or whether they are the most difficult of times, your mercies, your compassions are renewed every day. We thank you for that hope. And now for the person that is living these words of Lamentations, the misery, the difficulty, I pray especially that a word of hope might be heard today, and even life will be seen in a different way through your power, through your compassion and love. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Pastor's class is almost every week here in the life of Shalimar, and I share in pastor's class the upcoming sermon. Brian is typically in there with me. And I shared with pastor's class this idea of lament. And they came up with a good list of what a lament is. So I'd like to share with you their list. First of all, a lament is verbal. It's something we say. And it's likely something that we say that depicts complaining, gloom and doom, mourning with mourning, sad, fear, despair, anger, misery, hopelessness, and self-pity, and agony. Lamenting is not good. It's something we do when we don't feel right about what's going on around us. We don't feel right about what's going on in our life. We lament about it, and it's a litany. We're saying that it's acknowledging our misery. Also in pastor's class, Alan Weston remembered a little song from the old TV show Hee Haw, and Brad's going to come up at this time. And we're going to, some of you may remember this song, and we invite you to join in with us. But you may remember this song, and it's a modern day or a more modern day version of saying the message of Lamentations.
I've got to say, I've been doing this at some level for 40 years now, and I've had lead pastors ask me to do numerous things in music. This is a first.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready to go.
This is take two. We did 8:30 with 8 o'clock with no rehearsal. So this is our second time.
Here we go, right?
All right. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it were for my bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. There you have it. If we were wondering, what does it mean to lament? When you had to listen to that, that's likely what it means. Lamenting. You know, this is one of those passages, if we read it a verse at a time, it really is going to speak to us. And I don't want to make light that somebody here may be lamenting something today. It may be something in your personal life, a family situation. It could be lamenting change, aging. It could be anything. It could be that you made a trip to the doctor and it didn't go like you thought it was going to go. It might even be lamenting things going on in the church. Lamenting could be about anything going on in our life. And let's look at these passages a little closer. This idea of gravel is that it's like having our teeth broken with gravel. That's terrible to think about, that much misery. And we think about that our splendor is gone, and that which we hope would happen doesn't look like it's going to happen, and so we're bummed out about it. And we are living in this day of where we feel like we've forgotten what prosperity is even like, and peace so far removed from us, and it's lamenting. And I suppose everybody laments, and lamenting is something I guess that everybody can experience, but there's another message I'm going to get to. But I just wanted to first begin by just saying lamenting's a part of the human experience. We go through it. And when we lament about things, sometimes our lamenting becomes languishing. And that's where it becomes dangerous, is we let our lamenting languish us. We make choices based on that lamenting. And we start languishing in our life. We lose our hope and our living and our enthusiasm, because lamenting is defining us. So this is a way that the writer of Lamentations, that we think is Jeremiah, by the way, we think that this was the way it would have been in the time of exile, lamenting and even moving toward languishing and acknowledging how terrible it is. But that's not the end of this message, is it? If I stopped here, this would be the worst sermon in the world. It'd be the worst sermon we could ever hear, to say that it's all about lamenting and things that going on around us, we just lament about them, whatever they are. And we've had a lot to lament this year. But lamenting doesn't have that final word. The word, and I thank God for this word, yet, comes up in the text. This comes to mind, the writer says. Yet this comes to mind, therefore I will hope. that the Lord's hope comes in such moments of lamentation. They come in these difficult moments, these challenging moments, that God's hope comes through, and that yet is so pivotal in this understanding of this message from Lamentations. I am grateful that in our church we have laity that have paid attention to this word yet. They've looked at things going on in the church. They've looked at reasons to be concerned. And they've come up with a plan. And they're to be commended. Lloyd Moon and this team of 33. And many others that have inputted, and many others that have been asked to input this plan. It is a congregational plan for the future. And I'm grateful for the laity that even when there's lamenting, that they're coming up with a plan for the future. Because the worst case would be to be lamenting with no plan. I would fear far more for Shalimar to have no plan or to do nothing in a day where we're concerned, where there are concerns. A general conference was something folks lamented about. The cost of a master plan and building, that concerns some folks. But I'm more concerned with doing nothing and not having a plan. So I'm grateful for these laypersons that have volunteered hours, days, months, years in helping us with this plan to bring it this far before our congregation. I'm grateful that they have heard this word yet. This comes to mind: the Lord has hope. So that's a little bit better sermon, isn't it, than to say that our teeth have been broken by gravel. To say, yet, this comes to mind that I can hope in the Lord and in the future. But it doesn't end there. There's actually another message here in this great text. In the midst of all this bleakness and lamentation and these words of hope, there is that word that the Lord's compassions are new every day. The Lord's compassions are new every day. His love is new every day. If you saw the sunrise this morning, you saw something beautiful. You saw something majestic. And in a spiritual way, God seeks to bring this newness to us every day. His mercies, his compassions, they fail not. So whatever you're going through personally, you may be in a season of lament. There's good news. There's a yet. There's a hope. This comes to mind that God's compassions and faithfulness are renewed every day. As we come together in a couple of weeks for a congregational vote, I think it'll give us an opportunity to choose the faithfulness of the Lord. That's our source of unity as a congregation, which my hope is that when we leave on June 2nd, we're going to feel so good about what the Lord is doing in our church. And everyone will feel that, and everyone will be a part of that. Every layperson in this congregation is valuable. And even with different opinions about things, every layperson is valuable in the life of this church. But our unity comes from recognizing God's mercies and compassions every day. And we seek to live in to God's faithfulness to us every day. And God has been faithful. God has been faithful in our lives. And He's been faithful to this congregation, and he will be faithful to this congregation. And we want to live into that fully. So isn't that good news? Aren't you glad I got to that third message? It wasn't the message about we're just in a period of lamentation and we're going to stay there. And then the second message got better, and it wasn't that we had a message of yet this comes to mind, I will hope. And that's a pretty good message. But it gets better, because every day the Lord renews his compassions, his mercies, and his love with us. Now that is good news. And what I'm sharing with you this morning is, if you are in a period of lamentation, this is not who we were created to be. God did not want us languishing in lamentation. Lamentation has a role in our life. There are struggles. There are challenges. But we meet those with the help of the Lord, and we work through them. We do not languish in our lamentations. We move on. There's even a better message. That word yet comes in. This comes to mind that there's hope in the Lord. In whatever circumstances we find ourselves, that message is always strong. Yet this comes to mind. There is hope in the Lord. And the greatest message of all is that we're not a people of lamentation. We're not a people that stop at just saying yet. We are a people that just 4 weeks ago said, he is not here, he is risen. We are a people that live in the resurrection, in God's renewal every day. So for Shalimar, that's who God wants us to be. That's who we can be. Not a people languishing in lamentation, but lifted in the power of the resurrection. Well, Lloyd did a song. I'm going to do a song too. You just started it, Lloyd. And we're going to be pushing time a little bit, but that's okay. We need to sing at least one verse of this song that comes out of this bleak book, Lamentations. It's a hymn you probably know, Great is Thy Faithfulness. So let's stand. I didn't ask anybody about playing along with this, so we'll just do it a cappella. But let's sing the first verse of Great is Thy Faithfulness.
And if you do need the words, it's hymn number 140. Let's sing it together. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Be seated, please.
We come to the table of thanksgiving and remember that his mercies are new every morning.